This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between March 1 and March 31, 2022. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury is in the morning sky. On the 1st, Mercury rises at 5:20 a.m. PST, and the Sun rises at 6:22 a.m. PST. By the end of March, Mercury is close to the Sun and is not observable. Do not observe any planet when it comes close to the Sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus is in the morning sky, low in the southeast. On the 1st, Venus rises at 3:48 a.m. PST, and the Sun rises at 6:22 a.m. PST. On the 31st, Venus rises at 4:34 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 6:42 a.m. PDT. On the 1st, Venus is a crescent that is 38% illuminated and 31 arcseconds wide. On the 31st, Venus is 55% illuminated, but is reduced in size to 22 arcseconds. Mars starts March in Sagittarius, the Archer. On the 6th, Mars moves into Capricornus, the Seagoat. On the 1st, Mars rises at 4:09 a.m. PST, and on the 31st, the planet rises at 4:26 a.m. PDT. Mars is south of Venus for most of March. The disk of Mars is only 5 arcseconds wide and will not show any surface features through a telescope. Jupiter starts March close to the Sun and is unobservable. On the 31st, Jupiter rises in the morning sky at 5:55 a.m. PDT, and the Sun rises at 6:42 a.m. PDT. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons may be seen moving back and forth, roughly in a line centered on Jupiter. Saturn rises in the morning sky at 5:23 a.m. PST on the 1st. On the 31st, Saturn rises in the morning sky at 4:34 a.m. PDT. The rings and Saturn's largest moon Titan may be seen with a telescope capable of magnification 50 times. Between the 27th and the 31st, Venus passes south of Saturn. Uranus sets at 10:33 p.m. PST on the 1st and 9:42 p.m. PDT on the 31st. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 2 hours, 38 minutes, 0 seconds, with a declination of 15 degrees, 1 arc minute, 30 arc seconds. Uranus is only 3.5 arc seconds wide, so a telescope with magnification 150 times is needed to show its diminutive disk. Neptune is close to the Sun all March long and is unobservable. New Moon occurs on the 2nd, first quarter occurs on the 10th, full moon is on the 18th, last quarter is on the 24th, and new moon again on the 31st. We didn't have any new moons in February because the month was too short. In March, we have two new moons. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on March 13th. All clocks must be set forward 1 hour in accordance with the phrase spring forward, fall back. Spring begins at 8:33 a.m. PDT on March 20th, signaling the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, which ends on June 21st with the summer solstice. The Sun reaches the point where the ecliptic crosses the celestial equator. The point is called the vernal equinox. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.